The killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar in Gaza yesterday was as significant as the killing of Osama bin Laden by the USA in 2011. That's according to our next guest. She's Nomi Bar-Yaakov, international negotiator and associate fellow at the Chatham House Policy Institute. Nomi Bar-Yaakov, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
Why do you believe Yahya Sinwar's death was as significant as bin Laden's?
Well, he orchestrated, Yahya Sinwar, the 7th of October attacks last year, the massacres on Israel. And Israel has stated many, many times, Israeli government, that the 7th of October for them was like 9/11 for the Americans. And given that they both, you know, were the leaders of those particular events, that's why I liken him to him. It's the only reason, and it's a big reason. And I think now that he's dead, it's time to draw a line under this war and try to move towards peace.
Benjamin Netanyahu, in his television address last night, said the mission ahead of us is still not complete. Is he going to take this chance for a turning point, do you think?
I think he's only going to take this chance if the United States exercise the leverage that they have and offer a deal that is a yes or no, a take it or leave it deal. I think there's been a serious problem with the way the international community has been dealing with the conflict, but both Netanyahu and Sinwar have been major stumbling blocks for a ceasefire and for a hostage release deal. And now with Sinwar gone, it's going to be much easier to deal with the political leadership in Qatar, and Qatar has tremendous leverage over them. And it's going to be easier for the Americans to deal with Netanyahu because the war aims have been achieved. Hamas is being so weakened that it really, you know, you have a few cells that are still operating, not with, with no communication between them. And the entire leadership has now been assassinated. So there's no longer anyone in Gaza that controls Hamas.
Iran's statement spoke about the spirit of resistance being strengthened, and in many ways, to people who support Hamas, won't they see Yahya Sinwar as a martyr who got what he wanted? He died in combat against Israel rather than dying as a long-term prisoner, which he had been for 22 years.
Well, he was released, as I'm sure you know, in 2011 and in the Gilad Shalit deal. That's quite a long time ago. There have been hundreds of, in inverted commas, martyrs in this conflict. Of course, both Iran and Hezbollah will try to use this to rally more support for their extreme goals. And that is why it is so important for Egypt, Qatar, and the US to put the deal on the table now and move forwards towards a ceasefire, which is the first necessary stage in a process moving towards reconciliation and ultimately peace. We're not there yet. Don't forget that Netanyahu also said last night, loud and clear, that he will give life, and that's a quote, to those who release the hostages. He said, don't touch the hostages, we will ensure that you live, but if you do touch them, in other words, if you kill them, you won't. And that warning was alongside He always speaks with both sides of his mouth. He's speaking to his extreme government on the one hand and to the massive opposition within, calling for an immediate hostage release and end to the war.
And what about the fate of those hostages now? Some of the families are worried that they may be even in more danger now than before. I think it's believed about only half of the 101 hostages still being held in Gaza may be alive. Is that right?
Well, I mean, the numbers are not clear, but it is, yes, a very significant large number are no longer among the living, and many haven't been among the living for a very, very long time. But the issue, and there's a sense of urgency to really to get the deal done now with an all-for-all deal, meaning all the hostages released, not in drips and drabs, one a day or three a day, but to get them all released, to get a significant number of Palestinian prisoners released in exchange, and then the aid should move in an unfettered fashion, and other provisions to help Gazans and Gaza rehabilitate. But yes, there is a serious and present and imminent danger to the hostages, because they are being held by Hamas fighters with extreme ideologies, and many of them may want to take revenge for the killings, and that's why there's a real sense of urgency. So you're absolutely right. There is no knowing how they will react.
Naomi Bar-Yakov, Associate Fellow at Chatham House, thank you for joining us.